You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're listening to Real Adventures, talking all things fishing, boating, and the great outdoors for Razorback 4x4, Australia's best four-wheel drive sea covers with protection like no other. And Club Marine. Need insurance for your boat or jet ski? Discover why boating's just better with Club Marine.
Welcome back to Real Adventures. It's now time for All Aboard, the Razorback 4x4, Australia's best four-wheel drive seat covers with protection like no other. And our guest this morning is Chris Vasileski from Gone Fishing Charters. Morning, Chriso.
Hey, Aaron. How are you?
Good, mate. We haven't had you on for a bit, so we haven't got long today because we're punching out a bit of a rubbish talk, as Pat and I do. But basically, what have you been up to? Take us through what's been biting and a few options that are coming into these warmer months, especially coming now into February.
Yeah, it's been quite busy. It's, as you know, the holiday period, we're always quite busy running every day. What have we been up to? Oh, I've been getting a lot of whiting, that's for sure. It's been saving the day.
Yep.
Our weather, as you would know, Aaron, has been atrocious this year with a lot of easterlies and just making it hard trying to sort of mix it up. So we've been relying on the whiting a fair bit, and they have been good in numbers and sizes. So it's been making life a lot easier.
Now, Chriso operates out of the Queenscliff Harbour there, so if you are looking for a charter down the bottom end of Port Phillip Bay and into the ocean, Chriso is the man. Basically, Chris, there's so many options coming into February. Now, for those that are wanting to, I guess, organise a group charter or an individual charter, they can jump online, and of course, but options aren't just whiting. There's February is our best month into March. We love this time of year. We've got a little bit less boat traffic with all the holiday makers disappear, but you've got the options for tuna, you've got the options for kingfish, flathead drifts, and of course, the Mako drifts.
Yeah, exactly right. Like, coming into like February all the way through to April, like you said, the variety is so good. Like, the whiting will stay there. Then you've got your offshore flatties. Like, we did get one out the other day, and it was absolute ripper flatties. And there was no shortage of it. I think the boys ended up getting well over 100 flatted. And what else we got? We got the tuna, obviously, firing up. Kingfish will see, you know, hopefully see a little bit more of them. There's been a lot of rats outside. Hopefully they get a bit bigger. And then we've got shark as well, which I love doing, the old gummy shark and makos.
Yep. And with those charters, how long do you recommend they book for a mako? Because you're not going to go out in your 4 or 5 hour trip for a mako. You need to commit time to a burley trail. So what charter should they book? If they're online, what do they try and book?
The shark trips are generally ran in the 8 hour trips.
Yep.
And we might do like on a basic 8 hour trip, depends what customers we get and what they want to do. But I'd ask the question and say, look, did you want to spend an hour on the tuna? And then we'll go and set up a shark drift, whether we drift for a mako or we anchor and burley.
Yep.
Doesn't matter. But yeah, it's 8 hour trip is the one that you want for those shark trips.
Now the tuna, booking a tuna trip, you need to sort of, would you advise people trying to get a group of mates together that book the boat for a tuna trip, just so you can sort of cater for, I guess, until they bite sort of thing, rather than just like trying to cater for sort of into each individual person?
No, it doesn't matter. You can book the boat. There's two options there. You can join a charter or you can book the boat out on those trips. We only sort of put up to 8 people on the boat, so you don't need a larger group. But yeah, like obviously, yeah, whole groups are easier than a split group, but it all depends on the fish. As you know, if we can get 20 fish, then it doesn't matter whether it's split groups or a full group.
There's plenty happening out of bottom end of Port Phillip Bay for Chriso. You've got, like you said, the whiting, the kingfish, you've got the gummies, you've got the makos, and the tuna, of course, but a little bit more exciting, Chriso. You're about to head up the East Coast. I think probably not even a week's time now. What are you going to be fishing for up there?
Yeah, Yeah, so we're going to do our annual run, which I'm pumped about. I've been looking at the weather very closely to head up to Bermagui and do a boys trip and chase the marlin for 8 days.
Yes, well, that's usually I do that there at a similar time to yourself, but I'm not sure if we're going to be able to get there for our annual trip this year just because Patrick has sold his boat on me. And I can't take the big one, Chris. Oh, and I'm a little bit softy now and I'm waiting for mine to come before we go. But those marlin, they seems to be shaping up very good for you. There's a lot of fish being caught in all sorts of places. You might have to maybe a little bit of driving on the boat or in the car at times to find that water, but you've just got to do it, don't you?
You do. You've just got to commit and hopefully you get good weather and then obviously chase your currents. I suppose you know what it's all about. But I did have a look today. They've got some good current through there today.
Yep.
So, yeah, hopefully the weather we get, you know, if we can get 5 out of the 8 days, I'm happy.
Yep.
Obviously coming off a busy season down here, I don't need to be fishing every day. But yep. Just to get away and relax a bit is good.
Well, Chris, going off the Victorian weather, if you can get 1 out of the 8 days, I'll be happy. You'll be happy with that, the way it's been. Chris Vasileski from Gone Fishing Charters, mate, I reckon we might get you on if I don't head up on the marlin. We're going to need a marlin report, mate, so we'll try and get you on again as well in the next few weeks. Chris, thanks for joining us, mate, on Real Adventures.
No problems. Thanks for having us again.